Hello, this is Zahava Lefkowitz, and I am so happy to join you in your quest for growth. And I'd like to share with you a little bit of Torah that I saw from Revitzin Yemima Mizrahi. So this is Parashas Mishpatim, Tafshin Peibes, recording number 2. So what gives you joy? What can give you everlasting joy? What makes you happy? If you said something new or something fresh, then you're definitely in good company. This parsha is about true simcha. It's the course to true simcha, and it is saturated with advice on everyday living, exactly how to do a lot of halachos and a lot of mitzvos. And the Torah contains all the information we need to lead a richly fulfilling life. So if we want long-term happiness, we said that something new makes us happy. Well, purchases, they're short-term. When the shoes get scuffed, when the dress has been worn a few times, when the latte has been drank, then the novelty is off. And it's hard to maintain that joy. So how do we make newness a constant reality? So Parshas Mishpatim hinges around giving. There are halachos of how to give to the orphan, to the yasom, to the almana, to the servant, to the eved ivri, to the ama ivriya, how to give back a lost object, how to give to people who fall into a hole in the middle of the street, how to give money to the person who's, if your ox gored their things, and so on. When you fulfill another, when you fill someone else, you fill yourself up. How does this work? Well, there's an equation. If the joy comes from newness, then by pouring forth from your inner abilities, then you allow there to be space inside of you. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu can fill that space with a new spirit in its place. And you will feel more joy when you pour yourself out. HaKadosh Baruch Hu pours into you. And that is the feeling of newness that we can hold on to. The more you give, the more newness you experience, and therefore, the more joy. Because what did we say? What gives us everlasting joy? A feeling of newness. Giving fills you with that rush of energy that emanates from the brachos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And who starts the bracha flowing? You do. By giving to yourself, you create space inside of you for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to pour his shefa inside of you. How do you feel when you give for others? How do you feel when you do for others? Even if it's hard work, even if it's many hours, even if you spent the night in the hospital, or you drove someone to the airport at 3 in the morning, or if you worked on setting someone up, babysitting, taking care, taking charge, making phone calls, helping out, you feel invigorated. You feel replenished. You feel that you have given to others and that you have a reason and a purpose. Now, physically, sometimes you're tired, but there's an emotional rush. There's a spiritual joy that comes with giving to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's children and really anyone. Now, there's the Medrash Tanchuma in Mishpatim on lending. It says that all of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's creations borrow from one another, and there's a give and take. Day from night, the sun and light, the wisdom and intelligence. A teacher needs students to make them a teacher. Students need a teacher to teach. There's a Rashi in Yuma says that Yehoshua waited at the foot of Har Sinai for 40 days so that when Moshe came down, he would be Moshe Rabbeinu, someone to be a Rebbe to. Yehoshua needed Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu needed Yehoshua. Hashem says, I borrow koach from you. Tnu oz lelokim in Tehillim Ayin Ches. I am only king because you are my nation. There is a universe based on borrowing and lending, giving and receiving. When a person lends in order to ensnare another person with ribbis, which is also in this parsha, Hashem says, aren't you ashamed? See how much I've lent and I don't take ribbis? I water the plants, I light up the world, I blow life into your soul. The world is lending, and Hashem lends it to us, and we, in turn, receive it. The money that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives a rich person, he says, I gave it to you to give to others. Whatever Hashem bestows us, we should share freely with others. And when we do so, we are acting like Him, and we are bringing joy to our lives. It's the reason why He gave us all of our talents and tools. Kabed es Hashem mehoncha. And of course, that's afilu mikol orev. Al tekre mehoncha ela migaroncha. If you have a nice voice, use it. If you have talents, use them. Lend them, share them. It will bring joy to you as well as helping others. Don't let it rot inside of you. I have a student who decided for whatever reason not to be involved in production. She was afraid to be in choir because her friends weren't in choir. She didn't want to be in sewing because her friends weren't in sewing. She didn't want to be in song dance because it took a lot of time. And then when production came along, she was so sad. Instead of being joyfully exhausted by all the hours of preparation and all your hours of giving, she was home, rested, well rested, not stressed out at all, and much sadder than anyone who was even remotely involved in concert, in production. And of course, the reason is because she had not given of herself. And conversely, anyone who has given of themselves knows the joy that comes with those hours of play practice and the many nights of working on exhibit productions, plays, making phone calls for other people, helping somebody out, working with special needs children. The sky's the limit. Ladies, if you want to live the most joyous life, take your cues from the Torah. Take your cues from Parshas Mishpatim. And give and give so that you could continue to be a place where HaKadosh Baruch Hu can pour His Shefa into continuously. Have a wonderful day.